Children all day.
Oh, but honey, it's so hard to leave them.
Oh, look, honey, we're going to New York for a couple of days to a medical convention, not to darkest Africa.
Yeah, you're right. Well, goodbye, Deb.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Mommy. We'll call you as soon as we get to New York.
Okay.
Don't forget to help Mrs. Harris with the dishes.
Don't worry, Mrs. Stone. Everything will be all right.
Donna, will you please?
Oh, Daddy, wait.
What is it?
I just forgot to give you your going away present. Jeff and I bought it for you and Daddy.
Oh, what is it?
Chocolate covered filberts.
Oh, you think I almost went on this trip without chocolate covered filberts? Thanks a lot, kid.
Good luck.
Wait, I've got it right here. We've barely got time to make the airport.
Yeah, all right, but just 1 second. I want to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, Miss Harris.
Bye, Mommy.
Wide awake.
Oh, well, I thought you might feel like talking or something.
No, I feel more like sleeping.
Well, I'm sorry. You go right ahead.
No. Darling, why don't you go to sleep?
Well, I can't. I guess I'm too excited.
Your eyes.
Honey, not here in front of everybody.
Eyes are unnaturally bright. The pulse is racing. You're showing all the classic symptoms of nervous exhaustion. I'll bet if I took your blood pressure right now,
you wouldn't dare.
How much sleep did you get last night? 7 hours?
Well, there was lots of last-minute packing to do.
5 hours?
Well, I promised Mary I'd straighten him and her dress.
2 hours?
Well, I had to make out that list for Mrs. Harris, all the things she had to do.
I see. You didn't get any sleep at all.
Honey, I tried. But every time I closed my eyes, there you were making your speech. And when you finished, oh, the applause was just tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
So, you see, I just couldn't get any sleep with all that noise going on.
Darling, it's not that important. I'll just be one of a number of doctors who gets up and reads a paper at the convention. It's nothing to get so excited about.
Honey, please let me be excited. I know how hard you worked on that paper. 6 months of study and research. And... oh, and when I think of all those men listening to you make your speech... oh, honey, please, please let me be excited and proud. Are you taking my pulse again?
No, honey. But in addition to being the proudest wife at the convention, you're going to be the most exhausted.
No, I won't. I promise you. I'm going to go to sleep right now. And as soon as we get to New York, I'll be completely restored in body and spirit. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, honey.
Darling, I can't go to sleep with you staring at me like that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm having a little trouble sleeping. Isn't that funny?
Insomnia is always funny. But I think we've had about enough fun for one night.
What are you doing? What's that?
Sedative. One of these and you'll sleep like a baby.
Oh, no, honey, really. I'm exhausted now. I'll be asleep in just a few minutes. So just forget about it. I'll be perfectly all
right. Honey, I know how you feel about taking medication, but believe me that...
Be quiet, because I want to go to sleep. Night, sweetheart.
Good night, honey. Stewardess, I wonder if you'd mind warming up some milk.
Oh, not at all. Is it?
Oh, it's not a baby. It's for my wife. She can't sleep.
Oh, of course.
Stewardess, I'm a qualified doctor. It's a perfectly harmless sedative.
Oh, yes, you are Dr. Stone, aren't you?
Am I famous, or did you just read my name on the passenger list?
I'm afraid it was the passenger list.
But you'll bring the milk as soon as it's warm, won't you?
Certainly, Doctor.
Thank you. Good night, dear.
Good night, dear.
I'm having the stewardess warm some milk up for you to help you sleep.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
Here's some nice warm milk for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, we're here. Fasten your belt.
What?
Your belt.
Oh, I forgot to bring one.
Your seatbelt. The airline supplies them.
Flight 501, 8.6.
You ought to take a nap. You haven't had enough sleep.
No, honey, I'm all right. I don't want to miss your speech.
That won't be for another hour and 20 minutes. I'll wake you in time.
Oh, well, honey, don't forget to wake me.
Don't worry.
Dr. Stone?
Yes.
I'm Dr. Brannan, in charge of programming the speakers for the convention.
Oh, Dr. Brannan, come in.
Thank you.
My wife. Darling, this is Dr. Brannan.
I'm afraid we haven't got much time, Dr. Stone. You're scheduled to go on the air with your paper in exactly 22 minutes.
Oh, I may get an hour and 22 minutes.
Oh, I think you're still on Hilldale time, Doctor. It's an hour later here in New York.
Of course. I'm sorry. I'll go right away. Darling, you stay here and sleep. I'll be back as soon as
I
can.
Oh, no, honey. I don't want to miss hearing
now,
your
come
speech.
Come on. You haven't had enough sleep. Those couple of hours on the plane were
darling,
not
darling, if I just have a cup of coffee, everything will be just fine.
Well, whatever you do, let's do it right away.
Well, Alex, I'm just fine.
All right, come on.
I feel perfectly refreshed.
Your shoes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see from your program, Dr. Alexander Stone was to have read his paper on studies on the delayed reactions of the Babinski reflex test in infants. I say was because apparently Dr. Stone himself will be delayed. So, in his absence, we'll hear from...
Dr. Spaulding, Dr. Stone is here and he's ready to speak.
No, I believe Dr. Stone is here.
Sorry to be so late, Doctor. The fact of the matter is...
The only important fact is that you're here, Doctor.
Alex.
Dr. Stone, you're on the air. Don't worry, Mrs. Stone was here with my wife and me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Alexander Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to begin with how privileged I feel to address so distinguished an audience. The role of the Babinski reflex test in determining neurological patterns in newborn infants is too well established to need further detailing here. However, I'd like to present the statistical findings covering the clinical observations of a group of 100 newborn infants that came under my professional care during the period of 1 year. Now, it's important to stress the fact that the parents of the infants in question ranged widely in such factors as income, educational level, age, and ethnic origin. I've collated all these factors and present them in the form of statistical conclusions. However, I've made every effort to avoid rigid interpretations of the correlation between these apparent factors and the... get back to what I was saying. I'd like to present the statistical findings covering the clinical observation of a group of 100... newborn infants came under my care during the period. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we won't be able to hear the conclusion of Dr. Stone's paper. So we now bring you Dr. Treadwell, who will speak on the formative years. The child from 3 to 7.
Good morning, darling. How do you feel?
Good morning. Oh, I feel wonderful. I slept like a baby. Only I had the most terrible dream.
You did?
Oh, it was just terrible. I dreamed that you were at the convention giving your speech, and I just simply couldn't stay awake.
Donna, that was no dream.
No, it was more like a nightmare. First of all, I almost fell asleep on Dr. Spaulding's shoulder. And it wasn't a dream? Alex, you're joking. You know, for a moment there, you almost had me believing that...
Alice, what have I done?
Sleep. You couldn't help it. You were starved for sleep.
Oh, honey, I'm so ashamed.
Forget it. At least you got a good night's sleep. 23 hours worth.
Did you explain to Dr. Spaulding?
Well, I've been trying to get him on the phone, but, well, he's been too busy, I guess. Forget it.
Forget it? But your paper. You put so much hard work into it.
Honey, this isn't going to alter the course of our lives. The sun is still shining, right? And when we get back to Hilldale, our friends are not going to turn away from us, right? And Jeff and Mary, they'll welcome us with open arms, right?
Right. Oh, but honey, it isn't fair for you not to give your speech after all the work you put. Honey, I'm going to talk to Dr. Spaulding.
Hold on. No, no, it's all over, darling. Forget it. Well, I'm going to take a shower. Smile. And keep smiling.
Hello? Long distance? Yes, this is Mrs. Stone. Oh, Mary. Oh, honey, is everything all right?
Oh, yes, Mother. Everything's fine out here, but what happened with Daddy's talk at the convention?
Well, it was shortened considerably. That happens sometimes.
I'll bet Dad's famous now, huh, Mom?
Well, they'll never forget him. Oh, I doubt there's anything in the newspapers about Daddy's talk. I hope not.
I mean, Jeff, honey, your daddy's taking a shower, and you know he'd like to tell you about the speech. So we'll call you back later. All right? Tell Mrs. Harris hello. Bye, darlings. Bye.
But would you send the newspapers up to room 904 right away? It's very urgent. Oh, it is right outside the door. Oh, well, thank you very much.
And become a hermit. Where are they from?
Some place in the Middle West. Hilldale, I think. Say, did you get a look at that poor devil's face when his wife was...
Ring room 904, please, that it's emergency. Hello? Alex, why don't you answer? Oh, keep ringing, operator, please.
Donna, why don't you... I'm
sure you don't want me to help you with these packages, Mrs. Ford?
No, thanks. I can manage.
Hello?
And I didn't have the key, and Alex was in the shower, and... excuse me. I wasn't
Donna.
Expecting you, Mrs. Spaulding.
Dr. Stone.
I didn't...
I must say, I can't begin to understand your wife.
Well,
now, look, Doctor. Her conduct can only be described as frivolous.
Dr. Spaulding,
please, I'd like to explain. You just let me.
Yes, Denise, she fell asleep during your talk. Now she breaks into our room. Her conduct is most unbecoming.
Could you just let me.
Now, don't apologize, dear. Dr. Spaulding, in view of your attitude, I won't even try to explain.
No, I really
Miss
could.
Doctor,
if you just
come
let
on,
me.
Dear. Come on.
I could not. Mrs. Please, did you know that that door operates on the spring lock? I mean, you can't possibly get in unless you have a key. It's just ridiculous.
Now, darling, will you stop blaming yourself for what happened yesterday? It was an accident.
I'm a millstone around your neck. You'd be better off without me.
Oh, you're the loveliest, sweetest millstone in the world. You can be around my neck anytime you like.
Thank you, dear. I wish you'd let me talk to Dr. Spaulding.
Donna, I told you it won't do any good. It's the last day of the convention, and they couldn't squeeze my speech in now if they wanted to. Besides, I'm not going to have you begging Dr. Spaulding to forgive you when you haven't done anything wrong.
But
no buts. Now, remember, darling, I don't want you to call him.
All right, I won't.
Well, I guess I better go and check on our reservations for the flight home. And I'll look in on the convention for a little while and show my face. And if anybody so much as snickers, would you like to go along?
No. No, honey, I'll do some shopping for the children.
Okay, now. Bye-bye.
Out of your room. Now, the thing that happened to me, Dr. Spaulding, is that I was so excited the night before, I didn't get any sleep. And then when I got on the plane, I couldn't sleep again, so I started taking pills. Well, I didn't really take pills.
And now, the last day of our convention, we come to our last speaker, Dr. Whitcomb Spaulding, whom I know you're all anxious to hear. Dr. Spaulding on the 20th Century Doctor.
I don't know how anxious you all are to hear me, but in any case, you're not going to. Frankly, I doubt if I could tell you anything you don't already know. I therefore happily relinquish my time to a man who does have something to say that we all should know, Dr. Alec Stone.
Thank you, Dr. Spaulding. Well, to get back to what I was saying yesterday, the role of the Babinski reflex test in determining neurological patterns in newborn infants is too well established to need detailing here. However, I would like to present the statistical findings covering the clinical observations of a group of 100 newborn infants.
The whole convention rose and gave him a standing ovation. Oh, it was just wonderful.
Oh, it certainly sounds like it. Don't you think you ought to get some sleep, Mrs. Stone?
Oh, well, I can't. I'm too excited.
I know what you need. A nice glass of warm milk.
No, I mean, no, thank you very much.
Thank you.